morning, everybody. Welcome to Be Positive, the Chicago Stories, Chapter 37. We here with our boy, our guest, Eddie Yuma. I'm Dario. I'm here with my man, Darian Lewis. Oh, my man's in a sling. We'll get to that in a little bit, y'all. But before we get to it, you know what time it is, man. Please go like, subscribe, listen, rate. I don't think we had a rating in a little while, Darian. But all these things down here, I'm not feeling it today. I'm already, all right, look, you see what this is? Your boy already up here drinking today, the Yak and Coke. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Let's jump into it, man. Darian, what is going on, man? What is going on? Talk to us, man.
Listen, man, me and Mo got into it.
Mm.
She slammed me up against the wall.
Damn.
They know slammed me around.
She did one of these. She took your ass.
She had me. I was like, it was like, y'all ever seen a blank man?
Yeah.
That's how it was.
Oh, man.
He was getting slapped around. No, I'm just messing with y'all. I got a strained shoulder, man. So basically like a pulled muscle. Doctor told me just throw it in a sling to give it some rest. The more rest it get, ice it, take ibuprofen for the muscle inflammation, and I should be good in a week or two. So, y'all see me?
Dang,
it's
bro.
Something small to a giant, baby. We out here. It's nothing.
Let them know. Let them know.
I still got double duty tonight. We out here. Chapter 37 with my boy, Eddie Yuma. We about to blaze the stage tonight. It's bro. Going down, people. We bro. Here.
This is going to be, it's going to be a fun one, man. I feel like this is a very musical podcast. We've had a lot of musicians on this thing. Like this is dope.
Man. I mean, this is dope. It's the Chicago Stories. Maybe this could be the musical chapter, the musical season. I don't know.
Yeah, for real.
Hey man, look, this one of the talented brothers that we know, man. And
yeah.
You know, every musician that we've had on here has been super, super talented, man. And as we both know, we try to give as people as much shine as possible. So we tap into everybody. So yeah. I don't care if you're writing a book. I don't care if you one of the best garbage men in the city. That's what you do. You got a story.
Hey.
We want to holler at you, baby.
Hey, shit. Last week is mopping floors. This week is the fries. What's up? We don't care. Shit. We don't care, goddammit. Shit. Level up. 2021. Come see us. Shit. Look, slide through. We'll tell your story.
Let's go.
Hey, Darian, speaking of telling a story, man, 2020 has been the year of just us doing everything.
Did you say 2020 or 2020?
No, I said 2020. What'd I say? People,
I don't know. Hey,
look, hold on. Did I mess up? Hey, Eddie Yuma, don't say nothing, but nod your head if I said, which one did I say? Did I say 2020 or 2020? Whatever he said. What?
The first one?
Man, come on. No. Hell no. No, I ain't. I said 2020.
That's what you get for drinking that drink so early, man.
Oh, come on.
2020.
Oh, God. Okay, all right. You know what? I'll put it on the board. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Let's put it on the board. Speaking. Look. What?
Say 2020. Nah.
Oh God! Hey, look, y'all. See, this is what happened when I started drinking, dude. This is I ain't been drinking on the podcast in a while, man. Like this, you know what it is? Hey, I don't know if anybody tuned in to Mario Indy on the Instagram Live. My girl Sarah, my beautiful girl. I was about to say home girl. Hey, she gonna slap the shit out of me live on camera,
boy,
y'all.
You gonna be in the sling.
I know. she gonna have my ass by my throat. Fuck you talking about homegirl. 2020. Oh, shit. But, hey, she made a drink live, man. Had tequila in it, man. 4 ounces of tequila, man. And you know I don't mess with tequila like that, man. I get scared. Hey, look, I'm more scared of tequila than I am of another human. And like, I took a sip.
I don't know tequila to make you do something strange.
Nigga, you see, yeah. I'm done. I'm done with tequila, bro. No. Tequila ain't gonna take me down them dog roads. Shit. Fuck out of here. I took one sip of that boy and I was like, no. I told her before we got on to the show, man, I was like, look, that shit hidden right now. I had a sip. Man, I can't. I swear, I'm scared of tequila more than I am a human. I don't care, bro. Like, it's rough out here.
Hey, man, you know what? I think my, you know, we all know, you know, if you don't know, both my kids are half Mexican.
Yeah.
So, which means I've had my fair share of Hispanics.
Yeah.
My girl is mixed with Hispanic right now. So,
had your fair share.
You gotta be built a little bit different for tequila, man.
You do.
Because, you know what? Let me tell you something, man. What I don't understand is Hispanics is... Man, they drink all day.
All day, bro. Like, all day.
I've watched my son's grandfather get up at 9 a.m. and start drinking.
Man.
And I'd be like, Pops, what you drinking for, man? He'd be like, man, it's the first day that I get to cut the grass this summer.
So he drinking for that?
I bet. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? That's the celebration. All right, cool. My man will drink 9 o'clock.
No.
All the way to midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, bro. And Hispanics have tremendous pacing, bro.
They do.
Tremendous pacing.
They look cool as hell, too.
And they pace themselves the whole day. And I'm like, you done got drunk about 8 times within the course of a day.
Right. And they be cool and shit. Like, they be cool. Like, I mean, I don't know. They be cool. Look, Hispanics put me on to Modelo, bro. Modelo... I don't know how people feel about Modelo. Modelo go crazy. When it's cold, it's got to be super cold for me. But it can't.
Ice cold.
Yeah, ice cold, boy. I be feeling like a Hispanic, boy. All I need is a gold tooth and a sombrero, and it's on.
Bro, and let me tell you, Hispanic's cure for a hangover is to drink again. Mm-hmm. Drink some more.
Run it back.
You got a hangover the next day. You got to drink some more to balance yourself out.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
That's the cure. And you just look at the alcohol like, bro, you got to be out your damn mind.
Man, look.
It works.
Man.
It works.
Bro, look, the thing is, man, like, what type of drunk are you? I mean, well, I think I know, but let the people know, man. Like, when I start drinking, I feel like I get cool. I talk a lot, but I'm cool. I'm funny. I'm still, might fool your ass because you might think I'm still part of the conversation, but low-key, I'm gone. That's me.
I'm out of it.
I'm out of it.
But we can have full blown conversation. I'm funny to max. Like, it's all we fun loving.
Yeah.
It's time to dance.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I'm gonna be sweating. My other boob gonna be sweating.
All this right here.
All that. It's gonna be a good time. You know, man. You get to drinking. It's a good vibe.
Boy.
You
know what I'm saying? It's when it comes to that next day. You know what it is? As soon as I hit the pillow to go to sleep. I could feel the fucking Earth orbit, nigga. I could feel that motherfucker moving.
You know? That's how I know I don't dead too much.
Yeah. So it's a wrap.
That's how I know I'm dead too much.
Remember back in the day when you used to do, like, you used to spin around as a kid and then lay on the floor and you'd be like, I can feel the Earth spin? That's how drinking. Yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. Like,
I won't even get to the point where I don't even drink that much to get to that point.
Yeah.
I'm straight. And you know what? The older I've gotten, it take like 2, maybe 3, and I'm like, I'm decent.
Really? I'm good. Oh, bro, look, you get me. I can have Jack and Coke all night. I think you know that. I can have Jack and Coke all night. It's when them shots start to flow. That's when your boy be. You can put my ass out, boy. I'm gone. Is Darian here?
Oh. Whoa. There we go.
Did you freeze out?
Time just stopped.
Damn. Hey, look, I want to mark this moment. That was our first glitch of the season, bro. Like, that was the first one.
I'm like,
I looked over at I looked at the other screen. I was like, oh, shit, here we go, Dario. Act right. Don't start cussing on them. You know how I get. Hey, listeners, and for people that's listening, all y'all don't see what we see. All y'all hear is a nigga just go off the handle. I was just, I was, first thing came to my mind, I was like, all right, keep it together, Dario. Keep it together.
I was like, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, should I just keep talking? Do they hear me? Then I looked at my phone because I'm looking on the live and it started spinning.
Oh, shit.
We all stuck.
Yeah, yeah. It's gone. It's gone. Hold on. What the hell? I still got the Thanksgiving Day thing up here in the corner. Oh, shit.
We thankful.
Hey, look. Every day is Thanksgiving when you got God. Oh, goodness. Where we go? All right, look. It's a wild one today, y'all. Look, so, hey, Darian, I want to recap what happened to us. Level up season for Be Positive employees this weekend. We released a rap video. We were in a rap video, you know, produced by Be Positive Productions. That felt good, my brother. It felt good.
Hey, man, listen, tremendous job.
Thank you, my brother.
Editing and directing, sir, because it was off the chain. Mm. Shout out to Stokes.
Yeah.
Stokes was in there. Y'all was acting a fool, man. Yeah. The video, dope.
Yeah.
I watched it at least 5 or 6 times.
Man,
at least.
We appreciate the spins. Man, look, I want to say shout out to... shout out to Cindy and Gabby, man. They put us on, literally asked me to do a video like that. Bro, you know I ain't never did no music video, but I also am not going to lie and tell people, no, I can't do it. I'm not going to say I can't do it. Nigga,
hey, man, you can do it. We can do all things.
We can
prove that. Like, it don't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, if I just look at it this way, man. Like, if you put limitations on yourself, then you will be limited.
You will be limited.
Yeah, you'll be limited if you put limitations on yourself.
If somebody asks you to do something, say yeah.
Yeah.
Figure it out later.
Look, people Google, TikTok, all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? These days, you know, Mo got a whole line, a whole business. Learned how to make shirts, cups, all of that stuff from TikTok.
That's
what she learned.
Boy, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Man, look, I'm the only person that don't really learn like that. Well, I do learn like that, but my girl is a dope cook. Sarah's a fire cook. I still only cook the bacon and the sausage. That's it. That's it. I make a mean peanut butter and jelly toast sandwich, too, if I need to. What's up, bro? Come on, man.
A mean peanut butter and jelly toast sandwich.
Nigga, you ever had one of them? Man, but before I digress, we about to go.
You know, I was about to go off the deep end. You don't see my stomach. You know how I've had one.
Man, shit. Hey, what you know about that bologna sandwich, fried bologna sandwich? Come on.
Oh, everything.
You know?
What you mean?
Let's go.
Look, you're not the only one that's ghetto.
Hey, before the show, y'all, Darian called me ghetto because I like Tupac.
Ghetto.
He said ghetto.
Ghetto.
I'm up here twisting it up and shit.
Why is words being quoted? You know what I'm saying? Like, this thing. Ghetto.
Oh, ghetto,
you
know, as hell.
You see Biggie behind me, y'all, with a Coogi sweater on. That's sophisticated. Yeah. Pac would have been up here on the picture with his shirt off. You know what I'm saying? Like, John Wall in the video. That's why he don't play for Washington no more. He's throwing up there.
He gone. You know what
I'm
he gone, go.
Ghetto.
He gone, go.
You know what I'm saying?
Darian, you can't stand this ghetto shit. Hey, man, before we get to, I guess we go to the little intermission, man. I do have a clip, man. I just want to show people, man, if you can, go out and stream on SoundCloud. Go look it up on YouTube. Bae, We Can't Go Outside. That's the title of it. Gabby and QVRS are the leads. And then you got all the background people there. I'm gonna play a little snippet, man. I'm going to play a little snippet for everybody. I don't know if you've seen it, but this is the first, 40 seconds of the video. Pretty dope, man. It's got some, this part is cool. Darian, you understand why, but y'all go take a look at the first part.
Bro, wouldn't it have been dope if we released the comedy album and it went number one?
On Juneteenth.
Man.
Oh, man. You really tripping now, man.
Yeah, I'm tripping.
You tripping.
How about this? What if we were in a rap video?
We comedians.
Mm-hmm.
I got 6 bars, but not past 6, man. You talking crazy now.
I mean, but think about it.
Ah, video debut, y'all. TJ's music video debut.
Hey, we gonna swindle some people to get us some more of those.
Hey, for real. I'm saying, let's go. Let's go. Put us in the video, man. Look, we ain't even gotta say nothing, man. Just put us in the video, man. T Positive is hot right now. What's up?
Hey, hottest thing in the streets.
Hottest things in the streets.
Rock with us.
Hey, look, we the topic. Ooh!
Let's go. Ooh. And if you don't know.
And now you know. No, nigga. Hey, look, let's go to break on that one, though. Let's play the clip.
Hey, sometimes I'm way too friendly. Y'all get a taste of the kind of you wanna get more to the shit, get petty. That's why I stay on protection. I'm living my life, I'm destined. This time is money, I'm investing. Y'all heads in the cloud like best spin, okay?
Hey, look, Darian, I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all normally do what y'all want to do. Y'all know that the guest usually pops up right here. Run it back one time.
Run it back.
Hey, sometimes I'm way too friendly. Y'all get a taste of the kind of you wanna get more to the shit, get petty. That's why I stay on protection. I'm living my life, I'm destined. This time is money, I'm investing. Y'all heads in the cloud like best spin, okay?
Woo, man. Let's go. Welcome to the show. Chapter 37 guests. Y'all just saw him. Your boy, Eddie Yuma. What's happening, man? How you doing?
Yo. Hey, man. Thank you guys for having me, man. Everything's good, man. Thank you so much for having me, first off, man. That's all I got to say.
Hey, man. Blessings on blessings.
We here.
Man.
Let's go.
We here. Bro, Darian.
Legend.
Man, you know? Hey, look. I had to run it back. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm vibing out too hard. That shit cold.
Man,
and
thank you, bro.
Yeah.
You know, the funny part is I played that. The first time I performed that was at that my buddy's show that you were hosting.
Yeah.
And man, that's when I saw the first reaction. I was like, oh damn.
Went up. Go. He sent that bitch up. I'm telling you, I was all out my seat. I had my mask on, but I was out here acting the fool. I was acting the fool, boy. Hey.
That was a good night, man. We were teed.
We were teed off, man. Look, man, dude. Man, welcome to the show, man. Y'all, this is Eddie Yuma. MC, man, dropping the music video tomorrow. I'm sure he'll get into it. But Eddie, why don't you take this time, introduce yourself to our guests, our listeners, our viewers, man.
What's going on, guys? I'm Eddie. I'm from Rogers Park, Illinois, and I've been doing music since like 2014, but I just dropped the EP that I kind of did at home for the first time. Because of quarantine, like, I couldn't go to a studio or anything like that, so I just dropped this EP called At Home, and it's three songs and kind of shows everything about me. My parents are Cuban-Mexican immigrants, so a lot of that inspired me, and you kind of hear a lot of that through my music.
Man, y'all hear what he just said? Darian, you hear what he just said? He dropped the EP, did it on his own. If they moving shaky, we just do the shit ourselves. You know what I mean?
At home. What did I just say about 5 minutes ago?
Bro, you called it.
Put limitations on yourself, you're going to be limited.
You're going to be limited.
Period. My man said, hey, listen, I'm at the crib. We in quarantine. Let me work.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Hey. That's it. Boom. Drop the heat, man. Y'all need to look. I'm gonna put it on the screen for y'all so y'all can go ahead and see the visual. But man, it's called At Home. It's Eddie Yuma's EP, man. Latest EP, man. Dropped what was it, a couple weeks ago, man? Dropped
yes, November 20th.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dropped a couple weeks ago.
Son's birthday.
Yes.
Hey, happy birthday to him, man.
Yes, yes, man. What a blessing. What a blessing, man. Thank you for blessing us, man. Darian, go ahead. What you got, man?
Eddie, man. So. How long you been doing music?
Man, I've been doing music since I was like 17 is when I really started. You know, I was ass when I first started, but I had a love for it, man. I had a love for it, and I just wanted to keep getting better. But I started like, so 17, junior year of high school. And yeah, just started going from there. First time I ever recorded was at my friend's house, man. And if I can find that song, man, it sounds so bad. Quality, everything was horrible, but you got to start somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure,
man.
Have you always been into music, or like who were your inspirations or your influences?
Man, what's funny, and I don't listen to Eminem like that now, but when I first got into like hip hop, I used to listen to Eminem when I was like 10 years old, like bro, like all the time. And before that, it was actually reggaeton. It was Daddy Yankee.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I got into high school, man. I got into high school like freshman year of high school. And there was a senior in my art class who was like, bro, you don't listen to any real hip hop. What do you mean? Like, Eminem put me on to like Nas, to Tribe Called Quest, all the 90s stuff. And that really was like, whoa, that opened my eyes, you know?
Yeah. Hey, that 90s shit hit different, bro. It hit different, man. Bro. Biggie and Tupac, they hit different.
Tupac, yes, sir.
It hit different.
Even though Tupac is ghetto for D. Lou.
Like I said, man, if I want to go kill somebody, I'm going to put on Tupac.
Come on, man.
Kill nobody in my life, which means that lets y'all know how many times I've listened to Pac.
Man, look. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to eating cookies. Like, what's up?
I know that song. I've been trying to tell you. I know that song, bro. I know that song.
I'm just saying, it's high, bro. It's high.
We all look ghetto. We all want to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? When I get angry, you know what I'm saying? I remember one time, I shit y'all not, okay? They told me, hey, look, the alarm system company called. It was Christmas. Yeah. It was on the Christmas. Okay.
Yep.
And I was working at Puma at the time. So they say, hey, alarm system company called, said, man, the back door is open. Like something wrong. Okay, cool. Y'all know what song I was listening to? Y'all know who I was listening to on the way?
Tupac.
Go check
the Tupac. You was like, ready to go. You was ready to go.
I was ready. I was like, I need to turn up.
Yeah.
I could have put on Who Shot You or something. But I didn't. I put on Pac. You know what I'm saying? I put on Pac.
Hey. If somebody was there, would have been over for him, man.
Yeah, it would have been over. Hey,
I was ready to roll.
Pop
would have had you. That was the one time that I had to get in the mood, and then probably one of the few times I listened to Pop. Other than that, it was with my cousin, and that nigga was crazy. He always listened to Pop. And I was like, bro, you nuts. Like, you nuts. Like, he literally was crazy. He had a gun and all that shit. So that let y'all know the type of niggas I was dealing with.
Hey, look, hey, Yuma, what's your turn up track? Who you turn up to?
I got a lot, man. I mean, for me, if it's something super serious, man, we got to put on some Keith, bro. If it's like, yo,
wait,
something's going down, like really crazy,
okay,
and I'm mad, there'd probably be some Keith. But if, you know, if I'm just trying to turn up and
now he ghetto. Now he ghetto.
It's just the era, bro.
Yeah.
Park, nigga.
Yeah, you ghetto as fuck, nigga. Yeah. Nah, he bro. Said, look,
if I'm just listening to, like, to get hype, man, it's old Ye, bro. Like, Graduation Ye.
Okay, I get man. That. Yeah. Hey, you know what?
It's really just to be in a good mood is old Ye, but
bring me back.
Hey, look, I'm a split the fence with him right here, man. Darian, if you remember my first white party that I had, and Don't Like came on. Remember that? How we turned up in the...
We went crazy.
So crazy. I split them. That's Kanye and Keith. I mean, you like... Oh, wow.
Okay. In all fairness, Eddie, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, see, we got 10 years on
the 12. Yeah,
I got 10, you got 12. 12,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
okay. whole damn high school career before he... Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we graduated high school. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
High school.
High school, bro, when Keith dropped his first album, that's all motherfuckers was playing in the hall, bro.
Nah.
People going to class and on their phones, and this is when people had shitty phones, bro. Before iPhones was like a common thing, they were just playing the Keith album played off their phone. Like, it was the craziest. I've never seen so many people support a Chicagoan that just came up like that.
It was good to support Chicago, but when I heard it, I was like, this nigga definitely hold his pencil like this. He definitely hold
That's probably how you probably hate tacos like that.
Damn.
eat tacos
like this.
That's...
Hey,
he used a knife to cook his in the morning too.
That worries me.
Oh God! Hey, look. Hey, I hope he don't catch this damn episode. It's over. We can't go to the hundreds.
Eddie said he the one to stay at Rogers Park. I ain't saying nothing about
that. Yeah, yeah. Hey, look. I ain't saying where I live. Shit, look. Look, nigga, I'm on the internet. That's where I live.
Finetto comes on a party, bro, that's the song that Jay-Z referenced in the album with Beyonce too, man. That Bro, people go nuts to this day when that comes on. And if you're in the middle of that pit, it's over with, bro.
Yeah, see, you're gonna stomp them. I'm not being in the middle of that pit. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm definitely too old for that.
Yeah, I'm definitely too old. Man, I wish I was young sometimes so I could feel what they feel, but no. No.
People going to, I was, even when I was younger, bro, 17, I went to Chance the Rapper concert at Columbia College. This is before he really blew up, but he was blown up in the city.
Yeah.
And, bro, I didn't know what I was getting into. It was a real mosh pit. It was so crazy that somebody took the watch off my wrist and I didn't notice
what?
Hours after.
You got like that?
Like that.
Bro, damn.
I was more concerned with not getting stepped on.
Shit.
Than anything else, bro. Crazy.
Man, you should have had Everybody Loves Sosa. Oh. Should have. Hey, look, come on, Darian. You know that shit was a bop. Come on.
You should have had some earphones on playing Tupac, dude. Round up.
Man, I would have got out of there easily. I would have been. I would have been like Moses, man.
Oh, this is wild.
Oh, my God. So, Yuma, so tell us, like, about your upbringing in doing this music thing. You say you started back at a friend's house, shitty quality, what was that, 2014? So walk us through your journey a little bit.
Yeah, man. So 2014 is when I was like, you know what? Let me try writing something and just see what happens. And that was with my homie Quinnen and Christian. Still good homies to this day, man. And they doing music too. But I started off just wanting to do like really, really like grimy hip hop 90s shit, kind of replicate what inspired me.
Yeah.
And kind of like throughout the years, I was like just developing my own style. And then realizing like you can learn to do this shit on your own. So I was just on a mission, like how do I figure out how to do this on my own instead of sounding like somebody that I like, right? So it was a lot of putting something out and then being like, oh, this was cool, but if I heard it back over time and I didn't rock with it maybe a year afterwards, then I was like, okay, yeah. I'm on a new level now. What's that new stuff gonna sound like?
Wow.
So it was a lot of experimentation and just like trial and error.
Wow. When did it feel like it just like clicked where you found you? Like you found you and you said, all right, this is who Eddie Yuma is. When was that moment and what did that feel like?
I think it was probably a year after I really started, but I was kind of decent. It was late 2015. It was my first year of college. So it was the summer of my first year of college. And I put out the song called To Yuma, which was about people who left Cuba in hope to get into the U.S. to get a better life, to be able to reach their dreams. And that's when I was like, man, I know exactly what I want to talk about. I know who I am, and I'm just going to keep figuring that out, like the fine details. But I had a pretty good idea when I put that song out.
Yeah. One thing I like about your musical style is the musical talent is there. You got great stage presence and everything like that. But I look at the titles of your of the album, excuse me, and I look at the titles of the tracks, and it's very like relatable to you, man. Like you really make it personal. I feel like as a listener, I'm like, okay, I'm getting some insight into who he is as a person. You know what I mean? Because like even the album cover has the passport on there. You know, you look at the details and you say, hey, this is he from Cuba. If you don't know, you know what I mean? Like, that's, he's telling you where he's from. You know what I'm saying? So I really admire that, man. Where did that idea come from? Is that like you really want people to know who you are, right?
Yeah, no, thank you for noticing all that, the details, man. I appreciate that. For me, it's a lot of like when I listen to my favorite artists, I want to know a lot about them. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what level they are, like they could be people that I just heard about that don't have a million listeners, but I'm like, that person is really cool. Like, if I like their art and their music, even if it's not just music, any kind of art, I respect them as a person, and I kind of want to know more about them. I want to get to know them, right? Just like anybody that you think is cool. And I think that's a good way to also get people to kind of relate to your music when you only speak about stuff that you really know because it's true to you, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
When people come out here and start talking about stuff they have nothing to do with, it's hard to relate to. There's no soul in it. And I feel like creating something organic is the best way to get people with that same energy around you and just kind of in your fan base, or, you know, I like to, it's more like a community to me than a fan base.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost similar to how Dario approaches jokes. And man, exactly. I would say so for Rami, Eunice, TJ, same thing.
Yep.
They always take the real life approach when writing out their jokes and delivering their jokes. And I think that's something that a lot of artists, you can cross that over into different genres of artistry, of just being an artist in general. The more relatable you can make yourself and the more real it is, I think it's better to get to do that, to get your point out to the audience, and then you connect with your audience even more, or the people that support you, because you become relatable by right. telling real life stories, real life struggles, and giving some transparency to what you do. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah.
That is exactly why I respect the whole movement of everybody doing comedy that I know, is because I sit there and I genuinely laugh, because it's like, damn, I can connect that. Like, I'm not the only one that goes through things like that. You know, right. That's the best feeling, is feeling understood as just a human being.
Right.
But it's like little things. Like, we all know, if we've listened to Otis from Watch the Throne, we all yeah. know and watch that video, we know that Jay-Z and Kanye love Mercedes.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, those little things is cool to identify. And then you can see a Mercedes on the street, and you're like, damn, I want to listen to Otis now, because I just saw a Mercedes yeah. that has no roof on it. You know, some crazy shit.
Yeah, the tie back is always like so real, man. You know what I mean? Like, because you 100% correct, man. Like, the first thing I saw when I looked at this album was you got the passport on there. You know what I'm saying? And like, I found myself looking at the details of the passport, because that's just who I am as a person. I wanna know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen you several times. You know what I mean? I know you. You know what I mean? Like, so, but it's kinda cool to see that vulnerability. put the shit on the board. I get it. You know what? I fucked that word up early this week with Sarah. So I
and I almost was about to correct you. I said, I'm good. I don't even want to travel down that road.
Nah, that shit got too many ugh in it. Shit, you know.
I don't even want to say no.
Yeah, that's right. Not, yeah,
it's hard.
That's a dumbass word, man. Shit, it's a dumb. It's a dumb word.
I still ain't trying to say that, but
it's a stupid ass word. But Derek, did you have something you was gonna say, man?
You're very vulnerable.
There it is. Yeah, there it is.
There you go. I put it to you like that.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we see over time you grow into this artist, Eddie. What kind of bumps in the road did you see besides trying to find yourself, as far as linking up with producers and beats? Like, what kind of obstacles did you see that you feel like you had to overcome?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest ones that I can, like, go back to was, like, around 2016, 2017. I dropped out of school because I was just like, man, what's the point of this if it's not music? I was on some really, really weird shit where I was like, I can only do one thing. But I think this goes back to kind of what you were saying about limitations. Like, I don't think everybody needs to go to school, but when I left, I felt weird. I just didn't feel right. And that was, I look up to so many people that didn't go to school. Like, at the time, I was like, man, Ye didn't go to school. Travis Scott didn't go to school. Like, why do I gotta go to school? But then there's a bunch of other people that also, who are successful artists and whatever they do, that did go to school, like J. Cole, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I just want to get the education and see if I can do that and music at the same time, then I can be a successful artist. Because if I do get, when I do get to that level, I'm going to have a bunch of shit to do anyways, right? I might as well get ready. So when I kind of got okay with that part of my identity, that I was going to be a student and an artist at the same time, and there was nothing wrong with that, I think I really started to get a lot better and put out better stuff.
Right.
And that was, like, the biggest one. And then probably the next thing would be kind of, like, what happened with Corona. Like, I was paying a lot of money to go to a studio. I was paying a lot of money for beats. And I was like, I have so much time on my hands now, right? Like, the reason we pay for those things is because we don't have the time to learn how to do them.
Right.
I got so much time on my hands. Let me learn to do this.
Right.
And, you know, maybe the whatever I put out is not going to be perfect, but it's going to be all me, which is kind of special in itself.
Man, that's huge, man. It's just taking that kind of ownership of your own career, man. Just listening to that, the question that came to my mind, because you mentioned, you know, school, and you continue with school along with your art. What motivates you? Like what is your motivating factor right now?
My biggest motivating factor, man, is to create something organic, right? Like, you know, we spend time on the internet, man, and this show is organic, right? Like, I love everything about this because it's, you guys are doing it yourself. You're not trying to push an agenda. This is real, real shit, right? You get on any other space on the internet, man, and it's people who are just pushing stuff out to create an image. It's all a lot of fallacies, and I'm not really a fan of that, and I don't want that to be the biggest thing that everybody sees online or in just all these spaces, because a lot of the younger generation, like, I have a little brother, man, like, they're all online 24/7. Like, yeah. if you don't take a break, they don't take a break at all,
right?
And, like, my biggest motivation is kind of to just create something that's 100% organic, even if it's going to take me time. Like, I want to do this brick by brick, man, laying the foundation down so that somebody else can see it and inspire other people to just do what they want. Like, a lot of people also don't find the time or the courage to follow their passion, right? Like, that is one of the scariest things. Can you imagine, like, being on your deathbed or in your last moment and you're like, I didn't get to do what I wanted to do?
Man,
that's the scariest shit of all time. So those two things are, like, my biggest motivators.
Man, look, so it's funny, that last thing, Darian, and I know you probably got something, but I just want to say this part. So I was talking to Jamal Gushan, another comic, great comic in the city, my partner with Wednesdays After Work. I was talking to him yesterday morning. We met at 7:45 a.m. in the morning and talked till about 10 yesterday, just planning stuff out. But he said this. He said, being brave is not the person that stands up and is like, yo, I'm macho, I'm big and this, and I'm a fighter, whatever like that. Being brave is seeing a fear and attacking that fear, saying, I'm still going to do it. You know, I'm scared of shit, but I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like that, it just hit different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just hit different hearing you say that a day later, man. Honestly, we do this podcast with no fear, man. I think just about every rule of podcasting we break. You know what I mean? I think we break every rule.
Man, we're here for it, man.
Yeah. No doubt. Go ahead, Darian.
No, I agree wholeheartedly with you. I mean, we break probably every rule that you shouldn't do. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. And that's because we said in the beginning, like, we want to do something organic. We want to do something that we enjoy. We want to do something that's our own. Like, we don't want to be like other people. We don't want to do it the same way. You know what I mean? So it was very important to us to keep our own flavor, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just a testament to what you said. And to piggyback off of what you said about learning how to do things yourself, from whether it be making beats or recording or whatever it may be, I think that makes you a more well-rounded artist as well. Because now you understand now the process of, you know, whether it be beat making or recording or, you know, things like that. You know what I mean? Not that you didn't before, but now you're in the trenches doing that actual thing. So that makes you more well-rounded. So, I mean, if you look at a basketball player that plays, you know, all five positions, that's able to play all five positions, they understand the basketball IQ even better. You know what I mean? So kudos to you, man. Definitely. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
So tell us about how at home, how fitting, how that came to be, how that project came into fruition.
Yeah, so I knew that I wanted to do something that was a little shorter, because I was like, man, I see people putting, I think Chris Brown at the time that I was thinking about this, put out an album that was 30 tracks long, and I was like, no, actually 40 tracks.
40
albums.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I will not listen to one song on that album, bro. I'm sorry, but there's no reason to put out an album that is that long. That is insane. That is pure, like, crazy shit right there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people listen, but, man, I do not want to sit through 40 songs.
Yeah.
It's a weird experience. And I was thinking about the way people experience music nowadays. Like, people's attention spans are shorter, and, like, there's a lot of reasons for that. But I also feel like sometimes straight to the point and short and sweet is good, you know? Sometimes it's just all you need. You don't need to put so much filler and stuff. But I also kind of want to do, I haven't told this to anybody, so this is the first time anybody's hearing
exclusive.
This is breaking news right
here. Be positive, the Chicago Stories exclusive, y'all. Listen up.
Listen. So this is only the first part of a series. So it's gonna go at home one, at home two, at home three. And that's the goal, is that they all kind of just connect at the end of it.
Oh, you getting creative. Okay. Oh man. Look, you know what? You know what? Now, is it all gonna be EP? Are they all gonna be EPs, or are they? Okay, I like it.
All gonna be EPs, and like, because they all have different themes, I still want them. Once it all comes out, maybe I'll put like a deluxe. They all kind of connect.
Yeah.
It's just like you can listen through all, because if it's, I'm gonna do like three or four per EP. I did three the first one. Maybe I'll do four. I still haven't figured out exactly how many songs, you know, I want to do, but I know I'm keeping it three or four. So by the time it's all done, it's about 12. Nine songs, so it's not too much for people, you know what I mean?
Nah, man, I like that. That's dope, though. That's creativity, man. Like, honestly, that's what we do over here at Be Positive Production, man. It's all about the creativity, and that's what I love about what you just said. I think there's a lost art in creativity. That sounds crazy to say, but think about it for a moment. You know what I mean? Like, we've gotten so complacent with different forms of artistry where we haven't thought outside the box, you know what I'm saying? And I said a few podcasts ago that there's something out there in the comedy world that we haven't tapped into. Darren, you remember this? Like, there's something we haven't tapped into. We don't know what it is. And I hope that we the first ones to find it, but I hope it's found. You know what I'm saying? And
you have that feeling, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like there's something we haven't done yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, you know, feeling, you'll find it. I know you. Yeah. If you got that feeling, bro, I know y'all well. You guys are gonna find it.
Go ahead.
Last night with TJ, but we gonna talk.
Yeah. Look, there it is, y'all. Here's another exclusive. We found the missing link. What up?
I may have found it, and I put more thought into it today. But that's another story.
Yeah, let's get it. Man,
I gotta tune in to figure out what it is, man.
Let's go. Hey, look, you know what? Man, look, there's more to that story, huh? There's more to that story. Yuma, so we got the concept of the album, man. We already know. I was gonna ask you what's next for you, man, but you kinda outlined it for us, man. With the three albums. I don't like this question at all. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? So I'm gonna ask yourself, what is the goal? What are you trying to accomplish for Eddie Yuma? What are we gonna know from Eddie Yuma when the story is all written, said, and done?
Yes, sir. So within 5 years, man, I hope to have been on a level where I'm like competing with the greatest in terms of like hip hop, at least in Chicago. Like, I don't want to put a limitation on myself, but I know that my sound is very like niche, but I want to be in like the top percentage of the niche sound that I'm gonna be in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of be in a place where I can sustain myself mostly off music, but I also have passion for a lot of other stuff. Like, me and my homies run this brand called Still Us.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to, you know, work on both things and get those to a great level. But the overall vision is to be able to be on a level where I can bring other people up, right? Like, I feel like Chicago as a community in terms of hip-hop is not as collaborative and communal as it can be.
Mm.
And there's so many artists in this city that are amazing, right? I hear about cities in Florida, cities in Georgia, especially Atlanta, man, that they got the community on lock, which is why they can blow up so quick.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, right, the history of everything is Chicago has the artists that impact and inspire those artists, but that community is just so willing to lift them up that they get on first, right?
Man.
But we got so many artists here. I don't have enough fingers on my hands to count how many dope artists are in Chicago that are not getting the recognition that they deserve. So I want to be able to make some kind of tool or outlet for them to bring those people up. And by 5 years, I want to have this debut album, man, that has my favorite Chicago artists and just artists in general. But definitely, I want to keep it local because, like I said, we have so many dope artists here. I just want to make one of the best debut, like, long, not too long, but like an LP instead of an EP.
Yeah.
That is like on par with Acid Rap and on par with College Dropout. So that's my goal right there.
Man.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you this, man. We don't know nothing about music, but we do know something about debuting at number one.
Ha! Let them know.
It can't be done. It can't be done.
Yes, sir. You
speak that into existence, man. My brother. It can't be done.
Man.
I would also love talk to you about a Be Positive, Still Us collab, because I like that. I like Thank that. You, still, I like Thank that. Still us and a Be Positive. Still us. Like shirt or something. Honey or something. That is dope, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. That is the happy.
Still us,
bro.
Think about that, Dario. Bro. That's cold,
bro. Look. I'm shook still when he said still us. I was like, oh, because the first thing I thought I was like, we still us.
Like, we still us. That's all my bad. I need a Be Positive Still Us collab shirt.
It's gonna happen, bro.
Bro, that'll go crazy. I mean, because like when you think about like the fact of Still Us, man, because like there's so much that we got going on with Be Positive that people don't even know. And they won't know until it's out, all out. But what you said about Chicago being more collaborative together and more communal, man, I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to say it, and it's on the internet. I really, really, really wish we could see the day that Chicago artists in every aspect of it comes together a lot more than we do, man. And it's so sad because, like, Chicago, we are the mecca of entertainment. People come from here. They either come to us to learn what we know, then leave. And even Chicago artists come, they leave here and think they got to go to L.A. or New York to make it. Honestly, that's the way it is now. But in the future, man, I truly believe there's absolutely zero reason why a Chicagoan should have to leave here, the Mecca, just to blow up. I believe that with every fiber in my body, man. And then until Chicago artists in every form understand that and come together, man, we always gonna have to leave. But when we figure that out, the world's gonna have to bow to us, man. Period. And that
is the goal, man.
Yeah. Man,
most people don't know this, but when Dario know. When I went to school and did acting or whatever, the first question that they asked was, okay, so somebody asked me, like, do you want to leave, like, Chicago or go to L.A. and go to New York? And I'm like, nah, for what? Like, I'm here. Where I want to be, where I need to be. Like, it's not enough people that feel like they need to stay here.
Right.
And they can make it out of here. Right. I don't have to go to the coast to do that.
Right.
Like, I'm in Chicago.
Right.
It's Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's Chicago. Like, you know, I go to Texas and I say I'm from Chicago and they go, like, Chicago.
Like, right.
Yeah. You know, if I go anywhere else outside of New York and LA, they're going to be like, oh, Chicago.
Chicago.
You know what I'm saying? So what make you think that you can't make it from here? You can't do it from here. Part of that reason, though, is because people don't support people enough.
They don't.
You don't collab enough.
Bro.
You don't show shine for other people enough. You don't give recognition enough. So if we can, you get off your high horse, stop that crabs in the barrel, everybody eating humble pie, we all can eat. That's what the back of our hoodie say that we got on right now. We all can eat. That's what they say. And I know that that's the case, but we need more like-minded people like yourself, Eddie, like Dario, like myself, like Rami, Eunice, TJ. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it's Jamal. Like, it's more people out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all need to try to come together and be better. That's it.
Man, end of the day. You want to know something? You want to know something crazy, y'all? So that conversation with Jamal yesterday, right? It is cool. I got some insight, man. And it's funny. I love Jamal to death, man. But this is just, it's good to know what your perception is of other people, right? So he was saying, man, you know, like, I get why motherfuckers don't fuck with you. I get it, but, like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? They still give you a pass. You know what I mean? Because you. He's like, but from the outside looking in, you bringing other people along, we looking at it like, who the fuck are those four people that you talking with? And I was like, he was like, who the fuck is a Rami, is a TJ, is a Eunice, is a Darian? And I was like, and he was like, but that just shows you, it don't mean you gotta have a name. It just, you gotta have work ethic, you gotta have loyalty, and you gotta have that drive to see a bigger vision in yourself, man. And
have some goddamn character.
Have some man. Boy. Bro, you speaking, because it's funny, man. It's crazy, like, and it's not to, you know, it's not to, like, we ain't gonna try to go down that path, but, like, the fact that it's brought up, man, and like what you said, like it just, I'm so passionate about like bringing Chicago together, man. One man can change the world. I fully believe it, but I'm not one man. I got five niggas behind me. I got more. Mm-hmm. I got more waiting on in the trenches, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it could be done, and I can't wait till it's done, man. Like this shit.
Man, that'll be the day, bro. Cause man, look, like we got so many people who will blow up here and then they kind of just dip, or if they come back, they just stay low key. They never try to do anything. The one person who I will say try to do something was Chance with he had a little bit of open mics for high schoolers and stuff.
He still do.
I think there's more that can be done, and I want to figure out what that is when I have the place to be able to assist the community.
Hey, now's no better time than the now, than the present, bro. Like 2020 taught us anything, man, that we can still move in a drought. You know what I'm saying? Like it could be done. You know what I'm saying? Like it could, 100%. Yeah, we can move in a drought, man. Look at us, boy. Hey, this liquor got man. Me talking that talk. You
know? Well, we got on the clock, man. Yuma, I definitely got another question.
Go ahead.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Before we start to wrap it up and all of that. Top five dead or alive, man. I need it. I need it from you, brother. I need it from you. An artist of your caliber, you know what I'm saying? I need top five dead or alive. Who you got, man?
Let's go.
Man, this one, it's not going to be... It's hard for me to put everything in order, right? I can't say number one is the best, but I'll put a list of just top five.
Yeah,
let's go.
Because
yeah.
They're first, it's not better or anything like that, but...
Yeah.
I truly believe that this artist I'm about to say has done some crazy things, and I think just saying that enough, you know who I'm talking about.
Kanye. But
his discography is just like, nobody can touch it, even though he's going through some stuff right now. Ye is up there for sure, right? Jay-Z is up there.
Let's go.
Because the longevity is just insane. Biggie, for sure. We'll put Pac up there. Because
let's go! Let's go! Let's go. Talk that talk.
Put Pac up there. No. Like you got. Okay, go ahead.
Because he inspired a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, even things that I do, I got to look back and say, you know, if Pac wouldn't have done these little things,
what up?
I wouldn't have been doing all this, you know, or doing this in my songs. Kendrick. Can't forget Kendrick. Last one, man. I don't know if I did five, but I got to say the last one. This guy's more obscure. Some people might never have heard of him, but he was one of those first artists that really did that DIY at the crib before it was really even that possible.
Man, don't say Soulja Boy. His name
is MF Doom.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he is too raw, bro. I listen to his stuff nonstop and always find little things about it that I'm just like, bro, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Okay, I go with it. You know what I mean? You lost Darian with Tupac, but with the Pac.
You lost me with Pac, and then you kind of like threw a little extra on me with Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick was.
I don't dislike Kendrick.
Yeah,
but
top five.
Kendrick, he just, I don't know, man. Kendrick don't do enough for me like that, and I think that's the part that disappoints me. You know what I'm saying? Like Kendrick don't have his just discography is just like it's not. I don't know. And I guess we could say that's like a backwards, like, that's a backward statement because we put Biggie and Pac in there and they have that longevity.
They have,
but I feel like Kendrick should have at least two more albums than what he got out right now.
Right.
That guy works really slow, man. If he works, if you look at when he dropped, after he dropped Damn, he dropped this thing called Entitled and Mastered.
Yep.
And dates were all like 3 years across.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this man takes 3 years to make one album. Like, respect. Because in my opinion, Damn, To Pimp a Butterfly, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City are some of the best like projects in hip hop.
I'll give you Damn. I'll give you The Butterfly. I'll give you that. M.A.A.D City. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Swimming pools.
Don't care. Man, look. I hate to cut this short, bro, but let's wrap it up.
No. We go have a conversation now.
How many Jack and Cokes did you have before you got on the podcast?
Wait. What? Look, all of them.
Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is the one that you decided to pick on?
No. I'm saying that what? Look, Damn was way better. Was way better than that. I'm sorry. I'm sticking to it.
I don't even have no more water to like gather the verdict to like do anything.
No, I mean, you think it's better?
Been extended like an hour plus.
Yeah. Hey, let's go. We're going to talk.
Like a can of worms here, bro. It's like, man, this is a discussion to be had, bro.
I mean, look, what Damn went all the way through for me, but Mad City. I mean, look.
Sing About Me though on Good Kid, Mad City.
I ain't saying it's bad.
That's one of the craziest songs ever.
No, no, no. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying, I don't know. That's all I'm saying. Look.
Man. I'm gonna have to, in front of you, man. I'm going to have to, like, literally sit down here and be like, look at this.
No.
You
know, Sheree? No.
Sheree, nigga?
No. Yeah, nope.
Bro, you tripping.
Nah, it ain't doing for me, man.
Tripping.
It ain't doing for me, man.
Good Kid, Bad City at the top with his albums. It's at the top, bro. It's at the top. That's no question.
Fast, man.
If anything, I would say To Pimp a Butterfly would be my least favorite project.
I love that.
I'll give you that.
To Pimp a Butterfly, you got to have your ears on for that.
And that's why I put that number two.
Yeah, there's so much to digest in To Pimp a Butterfly. Damn is good.
Damn is great.
I'm going to go the route that you... Damn is great. But Good Kid, Mad City, bro.
Up
you
there.
The... Man.
No.
He's up there. That did so much for him that year. When that dropped, it changed his life.
Bro, I feel like... And I listened to a lot of rap. But I feel like that album was storytelling from beginning to end. Damn was too, because you played in reverse, all of that stuff. Tell the story.
Right.
But Good Kid, Mad City kind of set... I don't know. It set a different precedence for like albums after that.
Well, here's why I feel like that album hit so hard. And that granted, I don't want nobody to say it's not good, but to me, it didn't do it. It didn't do it. Like when that album came out, think about the music that was out at that time. It was a relief that he came out with that, because we missed that West Coast sound, that kind of harsh sound at that time. We ain't had nothing, bro. I'm just being honest, man. We ain't have nothing.
So you say the quality of music is what lifted that album?
Yes, I will say that. Yeah, the quality, because Nipsey was underground still. Think about that. Nipsey was underground. Had Nipsey came out with Victory Lap, or even if the Crenshaw album had came out just a little bit closer to that Mad City, I'm sorry. Kendrick, and he had the backing, of the big name West Coast artists already. I'm not saying he needed that. I don't want nobody here, but when you getting that kind of publicity, you know what I'm saying? Like when you got if LeBron James and Michael Jordan told us to drink Gatorade, guess what we gonna do? We gonna drink Gatorade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know when 50 Cent and all them telling us listen to him, guess what we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the point I'm trying to make. And at that time, it was a drought. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That's my
perspective.
You know?
Nigga, it's super different. Dario said, I got this Jack and Coke. I'm up. And I want this smoke. All right.
Let me... I'm swirling my pinky out. What up?
That's a whole discussion right there.
All right, we're gonna have to do another topic.
Let's get it.
That one is.
That's a tough one.
Wow. That's a statement right there.
Hey, guess what, Darian? It's on the internet.
You're gonna have to explain that to Kendrick.
I ain't explaining nothing to that nappy doodle brain head ass nigga. Look, you know what I mean?
I ain't gotta explain nothing to Tupac.
Hey, look.
Maybe Chris Rock.
Yeah, maybe Chris Rock.
Oh my God. All right, Eddie, man. So this is the time of the show where we allow you to take the stage and do something that we call a honey roast, all right? So a honey roast for anybody that has just now tuned in for the first time or listening to us for the first time. A honey roast is basically where the guest is shouting out or giving love or showing love to somebody that's not on the podcast, anybody that's been an inspiration to you, motivated you, supported you throughout your journey. Eddie, it don't have to be one person. It could be multiple people, man. I pretend you got a Grammy and you reading off your list.
Let's
go. Go ahead and shoot.
Let's go. Man. Talk that talk. Grammy talk.
Much love to everybody that helped me, like, just kind of create this stuff. So, like, Ebra, really helped me with like the promotional side. Sleepy helped me with like the cover and stuff. He's one of the best designers in the city, man. Shout out to Rami, Eunice, all my boys. Even though you guys said nobody on the podcast, but all to be positive because y'all are definitely inspired. And the work that we've all done together, man, and the spaces we've been in is just crazy. And that energy that we've all shared is on a different level for sure. And yeah, man, just everybody that helped me, we kind of work on this shit. So yeah, everybody who's shown love, really, like, that's just a huge list to say. But those people know who they are. Thank y'all, man, for real.
Let's go.
My man.
Hey, what's up? Look, Eddie, where can the people find you, man? Where can they go stream the album, man? Talk to them.
Yes, sir. So you can find me on any social media at Eddie, with IE at the end of Eddie, _Yuma. I'm usually on Instagram all the time. That's where I really do most of my posting and stuff. I'm on Twitter too. And the album, the EP is everywhere in terms of all the stores. You got Spotify, you got Apple Music, even SoundCloud, in case you don't got any of the good streaming services. You only got SoundCloud. It's on YouTube. It's called At Home. You guys can find it on there. Or you can At Home on any of those things. It's fire, y'all. Go with it. It's fire. I promise. We didn't talk about the drop. Superman, you got a video. Tell the people where they can find it at. What song is it? So on and so forth. Yeah. It's the first song on the EP, so it's One Moment. The intro, and it's gonna be on YouTube at 4 p.m. It's gonna have a really dope home video vibe. Since I know I kind of want to wrap everything with the home aspect, so this is kind of like a home video VCR aesthetic type video. It's gonna be dope. I'm excited to drop it 4 p.m. on YouTube tomorrow.
4 p.m. Yeah. 4 p.m. Chicago time for those that's gonna listen to us as soon as we launch this tonight on podcast everywhere. 4 p.m. Tomorrow on Jay-Z's birthday, a.k.a. Darian's daughter's birthday, a.k.a.
Happy birthday to the little one, man.
Hey, she ain't little no more, man.
She's a teenager, man.
Man, it's a beautiful thing, man. Darian, what you got, man, to take us home, man? What you got?
Hey, listen, I think one of the biggest takeaways we can take from this chapter is, with Eddie, we can take from this chapter is, I said it right at the beginning, man, don't place limits on yourself. Live limitless. If y'all never heard, I think it's For Lauren, the mixtape, Wale's mixtape, he's got a song on there with Scarface, and it's called Limitless. I love that song, man, because it's all about you living limitless and not placing limits on yourself. So if you get a chance, go listen to that Flora mixtape, man. But that song hit, and it definitely resonates and definitely fits well with this chapter. Eddie, man, we thank you for being on with us, man. To everybody that's rocking with us and that watched us on Facebook Live right now, and anybody that's listening in the future, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us, and we thank you so much. Don't place limits on yourself, man, and don't be scared. You know what I mean? All you need is a little faith, the size of a mustard seed, as they say in the Bible. Ooh. All you need is a little faith, size of a mustard seed, man. You can move a mountain with that. You know what I'm saying? Don't put limits on yourself. Hey, stop. Don't put limits on yourself, man. You can do all things. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
We are more than conquerors. Mm. More than Ooh. Conquerors.
Ooh.
Make it happen.
Stomp.
Make it happen.
Stomp.
Hey, we here.
Shit. Are you with me? Oh yeah. We have touch. We ain't going nowhere. Are my people hurt? Huh.
Oh my god. You see what he did? He did like this. Connecting, it's a full circle.
Oh, that's how we do it. That's how we do it, y'all, man.
One night, man. I'm hey. Not gonna listen to Tupac for a long time, bro.
Hey, look.
Make sure y'all tune in to Topics on Be Positive Productions, IG Live, yes. And Stokes. The first song I'm playing while you in the waiting room is some Kendrick.
Hey, look, it's all good. It's all good. I fuck with Kendrick. Kendrick, I like you, my brother.
It's got to be off good
Kendrick. Yeah, off good Kendrick. Yeah. Hey, freestyle.
I'm with it. Go ahead. Hey, play me that Untitled joint. I think it was like track number 5 or some shit like that. I go crazy. Kendrick, I fuck with you. I'm just saying, damn, what's good? You know, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, Hey, my TJ in the comments, he say rain.
Rain. Rain down on a little. Man, let's hey. Tonight, oh man. Shit, we are doing the most. Hold on, we need to do the right shit. Hey, look, y'all, come on, y'all, like, subscribe, listen to us on all the podcasts, rate us, man. Y'all see what kind of fun we have over here, man. Look, come on, show us some love, man. Goddamn, we trying to be top 10 in 2021, man. What's up?
That's... We should have to beg y'all to show us some love, man. Me and D had to beg y'all to be subscribe to the damn YouTube channel so we can hit 100 people. Man, what is this? What is going on? Y'all don't like black people? Cause that's what we think is wrong. Y'all don't like black people? God damn! All right, man. You see, topic Gary coming out right now. I don't want to say anything out of field. That's bad for business. For this particular podcast. That's bad. We gotta go.
Hey, y'all, Eddie, thank you for being on the podcast. Man, Darian, I love you to death, man. Cause we black, goddamn. Oh my goodness. Hey, I'm your boy Dario, man. Y'all be positive next week. This is how we going out.
Sometimes I'm way too friendly. Y'all get a taste of the kind. You wanna get more to the shit, get petty. That's why I stay on protection. I'm living my life, I'm destined. This time is money, I'm investing. Y'all hands in the cloud like best bet.